Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs this marvelous, marvelous Monday morning. Yes, just 24 hours beyond Father's Day. Well, I hope you had a great and wonderful weekend walking down memory lane, being celebrated if you are a father, or just reminiscing about your wonderful dad or the dad in your life. Well, we thank you for tuning in. I'm Coach Lalisa Williams, and I am so very honored to be hosting this broadcast on this day. Well, we want to just get right into it and share some information with you that is going to really make a difference in your business. How many of you want to make a difference in your business? In other words, you want to make a real impact in your business. Well, wonderful, because you've come to a great place to get some tools, some tips, and some strategies to do just that. Now, if you are like me and probably a whole host of other people that have started businesses, you did not do it for the sake of just doing it. Or in other words, it's not just a hobby. You're not just doing it because it's something that you just want to do for the fun of it. But you actually have a legitimate business where this is something that you want it to be a real business success. You have it listed with your state or some other state as an actual business. You're actually looking at your revenues, your profit, your expenses. You're looking at the expansion, the growth, and the structure of your business. Therefore, you are serious. Well, that's great, because that's the kind of business that I'm talking about, where you want to make a real impact with your business. You want to make it for your own development and your own accomplishments. But you also are doing this because you want to make an impact on the wider society, maybe your local community, or communities around the country, maybe nationally, or maybe you even want to be international. Now, international is a whole other thing we could talk about, but we will definitely talk about that at another time. You know, here on All About Entrepreneurs, the show is really less than 30 minutes, because typically we do the intro, and then we have a little outro, and before you know it, a good 3 to 5 minutes is already gone. And in 30 minutes or less, it's really not enough time to get you everything that you would need to know to be a success in any one of the areas that we talk about. However, it is a way to get the conversation started. It gives us an opportunity to at least give you some tips and tools and strategies. But I must remind you that the information that you receive each and every week when you dial in to listen, it's really just a tip of the iceberg. It's just a appetizer to what you really could get at the full smorgasbord, or the grand jalopy, as they say. So for those of you who, you know, want more, then you would need to go to my website or contact me through Facebook and find out how you can go deeper, look for more greater opportunity for knowledge and information. So today what I'm going to be talking about, and definitely before I do that, let me just take another moment. You see, I told you the minutes in the show go by quickly. I just want to take another moment to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you who tuned in, you're listening to the show, whether you're listening by phone, by computer, whether you go back and listen to the archive. We thank you and we appreciate you. We also want to thank all of our supporters of the radio show. Now, we do have a few, but I suspect over the next few months, as we travel around the country with this broadcast, we will have more supporters supporting us. And once we do, you'll know that we have more supporters because you'll begin to hear us give away things and give away more things, whether it's gift cards, whether it's items, whether it's CDs or information, mostly informational CDs, motivational CDs, whether we give away books. So once we start doing that, you'll know that we've picked up more supporters. And so now I think I'll be able to just segue right into my topic for this Monday. And that is the topic for this Monday. Get your pen. I want to write this down. What I want to talk to you about for a moment is how to get more of the customers that you want. How to get more customers for your business. Yes, if you are in business and it's not a hobby, not just something you're doing for the fun of it, but if you are in business for serious, for real, as they would say, for real, listen, you need customers, okay? Every business needs customers. That is, get this, if you want to remain in business. And I think that is really like one of the big illusions or secrets or mysteries for a lot of business owners is how do I get the customer and then how do I keep the customer and then how do I grow my customer base? And that's your current customers. How do you either provide them with more products and services, and or how do I get new customers? A steady flow. So there's some major things that you want to do and keep in mind as you're building your customer base. How do you get more customers? How do you have more customers in the pipeline? So there's several things you need to know. Like I said, we don't have time to give it all to you, but I'm going to give you a couple of pointers that may help you, and these are some things that over the years have helped me with my business, have helped me increase my customer base. As a coach, it has helped me get more people to sign up as a client. It has gotten me into dealing with the conferences and what have you. It has gotten me more tickets sold to the events. So let me just talk about a couple things you can do, and these are things that you should be able to do right away. And number one, customers, first of all, one of the things that you have to do, this is what I've done and this is what I've seen others do, this is what I've read about, the individuals that I've researched about this, the self-help books that I've read, this is what we teach in our business classes. It's just everywhere I've been, this is what I've seen. And when I talk to people in sales, this is what I've been told over and over and over. Is one of the things that you want to do is you want to focus in on your market. Yeah, you know, when I use the word market, and I'm talking about customer, so I'm using those words interchangeably. So when you hear me talk about market, I'm talking about the customer. I'm talking about your customer, your specific customer. Now, here's a mistake that a lot of new business owners make, and probably some seasoned owners as well. They make the mistake of thinking, and I know because I did it as well for many, many years. I didn't believe it. I didn't buy into it. but they make the mistake of thinking that everyone is their customer. And I am here to tell you, as your friend, as your coach, I am here to tell you that is not the way you want to be thinking. Now, here's the question. Here's the next question. You may say, well, that's the way I want to think, and I know my business or my product or my service. I know it's for everybody. It's for the parents, the this one, the that one, the you, the... Okay, fine. If that's what you say, now let me ask you this question. How's that working for you? That's all. Just answer that. How's that working for you? I want you to think about that for a minute or two. Maybe tune back in. Well, tomorrow we have Professor Terry Benjamin. Or tune back in on Wednesday. Dial in. I'll answer your phone line, and you can share with me how that's working. Or better yet, why don't you go over to Facebook? There's a page there for All About Entrepreneurs. There's also an event page for it as well. So if you go under events, click on today's date, and you will see us there. Why don't you go there and make a comment there and tell me about it? How's that working for you? But for the average person, it doesn't work. And so to avoid having to find out the hard way, you know, well, that's what we're here for. We're here to save you years and years and years and years of agony, frustration, pain, unsuccessfulness. When you can be having success. And with the technology that we have today, the amount of networking has exploded in the past 8 years, essentially. Before, there was a networking here or there. When I first got started with my business, there was networking here and there. Today, you can network online, you can meet up, you have it's unbelievable what you all have at your fingertips today, what we did not have just 10 years prior to this. So back to finding out or narrowing, focusing on your customer. Well, that's a key, though, because you can't focus on your customer if you don't know who your customer is. So therefore, hint, that's a deep hint. Maybe I'll start that. Let me give you a deep hint. A deep hint is, if you say your customer is everyone, guess what? You've just said that you don't know who your customer is. That's basically what you're saying. And so, therefore, you cannot go after, because here's the thing, all right, now you might want to try it. Get two rabbits. Go to the store, because, okay, you're in business, you should have a few extra dollars, right? Go to the pet store and purchase yourself two rabbits. And this is an exercise I want you to try. And I want you to get out in an open area, go to the park, go to a field, and go in your own backyard, wherever you need to go. And I want you to take those two rabbits, and somehow, you may need the assistance of someone else, somehow I want you to open the gate, and sort of point one in one direction, like kind of slight to the left, and point the other rabbit somewhat slight to the right, and allow the rabbits to open the gate and let them run, because that's what rabbits do, right? Now, what I want you to do is, I want you to try your best to run after them at the same time, and I want you to catch them both at the same time. Now, they're both running in slight opposite directions. They're not even running in opposite directions. Can you imagine that? But even if they were going in the same direction, it would still be probably somewhat difficult. So I want you to try that as an exercise. Again, get the rabbits, point them in slightly opposite directions, set them free, let them run, and then try catching both. You see, it is impossible. So I know you already know where I'm going with that. And it's impossible to catch two rabbits. You can catch one, because when you're chasing after the other one is already gone and probably hidden somewhere. So I want you to use that analogy to help you focus on your customer. But again, you can't focus on who you don't know. Yeah, you can't focus on who you don't know. That's the second thing you need to know. So we're going to focus on the customer, and then, but we got to first, we got to know the customer. We know who the customer is. We want to know something about the customer. So here, we're talking this morning about how to grow your customer base. And we're starting real basic, real basic. That's as basic as it comes, but it's fundamental. In other words, without that, you can't go to the next step. There's no need to talk about making your business a success in any other area until you have to have customers. Without customers, your business is dead. And in a dead business, you're not going to be able to attract. First of all, if your business is dead, you won't be able to attract more people. That's number one. When your business is dead, you won't be able to attract employees, people to come work for you. Who wants to go work in a dead company? So you got to get a handle on the customer, and that's the best way that I've seen that really does work. And it starts with, number one, you must focus on your customer. You must focus your effort. You must focus your customer effort. And here's another thing. Look at it this way. It's easier to target your customer when you focus on them. You know, think about a sharpshooter. Yes. And if you've ever, you know, shot a rifle or a gun or just played darts, if you've ever done that, you know what I'm talking about when I say, you know, like a laser focus, like a sharp shooter. And they go out and they get that close, that one eye, and they get the target into focus. They do a lot of different antics to get themselves in the right position and what have you. And before they ever take the aim, they might spend a good 2 minutes just getting in the right position. Well, that's what it's like. You know, you got to focus on your customer. You're getting in that right position. You're getting ready to take aim, so to speak, because you know who it is. You're taking an aim is what I mean. You're gathering your material, your marketing materials, your promotional materials, your conversation, your attitude. You're getting all that ready for this target that you've identified. Because you've done what? So it's like a hunter. You've been studying what you've had in focus. You've been watching it. You've noticed some things, and now you're ready to launch your efforts at your target. So growing your customer base is not as difficult as it could seem, but it is impossible almost to grow your customer if your customer is everyone, because you won't have a targeted message. You won't have situated your marketing, your promotion, your PR, your resources. You won't have positioned it anywhere, because you're trying to put it everywhere, and in essence, it's not going nowhere for many people. And again, if you are, then you can write me and tell me about it. I can't take your calls today. I'm not at a computer, so I can't take your calls today, possibly on Wednesday. If you want to dial in, 347-945-7991, write that number down. Call me on Wednesday and let me know how you were able to be successful. and then have everyone be your customer. But I haven't seen it work. It didn't work for me, and I know a ton of other people, and I don't know any successful entrepreneur that would tell you otherwise. Now, later on, after you've mastered that one customer, that one type of customer, that one source of customer, then, absolutely, you can go after another category or another category and another category. But at any one time, you pretty much are focusing, especially when you're starting out. Because to take the resources that it would cause you to have the resources that it would take to go after, as you say, everyone is my customer, you'd be broke. You'd go broke, right? It takes a tremendous amount of resources to just go after one category of customer. For instance, let's say you were going after youth versus adults, or youth versus adult women, or adult men, or business people, or what have you. All of those are very different. The things that it would take to go after the youth, and believe me, I've been there, done that, is a whole nother ballgame from what it would take to go after an adult business person. Or let's just say you're going to go after children. Like, I know people who write children's books. Guess this is probably a good example. You're going to put a lot of effort into writing a book to reach children, correct? And things to go along with that book. Well, that same book is not going to appeal to an adult other than the adult purchasing the book for their children. Now, in that sense, yes, you would need to make it both appealing, but the actual content of the book and some of the things surrounding the story or the characters would not be suitable for an adult to want to purchase the book and read it themselves. But now if you wanted to take and write a separate book on a similar topic for adults, you're going to have to write it in a whole new way. And that's what I'm talking about. That's a whole other set of resources. That's more time and energy spent. So when you write a children's book, you're not writing it for children and adults, other than in the sense that adults will buy the book. And so, yes, but, okay, it's a children's book, so we know children don't have that kind of money. Typically, I know some children have a lot of money, but I'm just saying the average kid, even if the kid has money, that's not what they're thinking about buying with their money, okay? They're thinking about buying candy and video games. Now, if you want to get into the video game business, you might have a good shot because kids do like to buy video games with their money. And again, just go watch them and study children and see what they like to buy with their money. I don't have children, so I can't say what they like to buy with their money. But anybody who has raised children or is raising children, they can easily tell you what kids like to buy with their money. Well, everybody has money, so people work, right? People work somewhere every day, most days, half days, some kind of days, right? And but trust and believe, they do something with their money, right? Right. So people do have money. Now, whether they spend it with your business or not, that's the question. That becomes whether they're your customer or not. If they are your customer, see, a true customer will spend money with you, a true customer. So we're trying to help entrepreneurs, and I've learned some things and the years that I've been in business, things that I didn't know before, things that it took me a long time and a hard knock to learn, but I want to share it with you. Hopefully it'll turn your situation around, and it's something that you can apply and utilize, and it won't take you 10, 15 years to get the results. It took me a long time to get them, just now beginning to reap the results of what it took me years to learn and experience. And I had to walk around that hole many a time. And again, like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, I had to fall in the hole, get pushed in the hole, didn't see the hole, but somehow I ended up in the hole. and got back out to eventually realize, you know what, I'm not, and not only, he says, you're not falling that hole, you didn't even go down that street. So eventually we learn, and we learn some things that has taken us a very long time to learn, but we're passing it on to you, and it's up to you if you can learn it right away and implement it. I gave you a couple of main things to go and try and see if it works for you. Trying to get the point across that if you want to increase your customer base, you have to first and foremost, no sense of me telling you all these other really cool, all these wonderful, cool, and exciting things to do, unless you have customers. Because if you don't have customers, you won't be in business. So the first thing is that you have to focus your efforts, focus on your customer. That means you have to basically target your customer, and the only way to do that is you have to know who your customer is. So the assignment that I want you to do, or the takeaway, is I want you to go and I want you to make a decision. I know it's going to be hard for some people, because for some people, this is the one decision that you never wanted to make, or it's the one decision you never thought about making. For some reason, it may appear hard. But many, many people get trapped with this, and I was trapped with it, so I know others get trapped with it as well, is when we go into business of any sort, whether we're authors, coaches, artists, chefs, whatever business we're in, we think our business is for everybody. And that's the great, great fallacy. So what I want you to do, we just have a few minutes left to the show, about a minute and a half. I just really want you to, I want you to go, and I want you to make that list, and or it might only be one, but make that list of who are your customers and why. I want you to tell me why. Why is this particular group of people your customer? What makes them your customer? That's your assignment. You're All About Entrepreneur assignment. You're tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs, where I'm Coach Lalisa, your host, and I'm here to help you with your business. I'm here to help you in your personal life, and I'm here to help you in your spiritual life as a coach, as an entrepreneur, and as your friend. So I can't wait to for you to go and do that assignment. Again, you're going to write down and describe this so-called customer. And if it's everybody, then okay. Well, now, for those of you who are a part of my coaching program, we will be breaking that down and helping you clarify who your customer is, what you can do for your customer, how to find your customer, and how to really, really meet that customer's needs for those of you who are a part of the coaching program. So anyone who wants to sign up into that program, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can go to my website at coachlalisa.com and you can get more information about it. But until next time, this is all we have time for today. Until next time, tomorrow, the Lord willing and the creek doesn't rise, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I suspect we'll have our computer, so you'll be able to go into the chat room. You'll be able to, if there's anyone else there, you'll be able to chat with them. Definitely you'll get to hear Professor Terry Benjamin, who is also an entrepreneur, college professor. We work at the same college. I used to attend the college that he was an admissions director for years. So we've been knowing each other a little over 21 years now. We've known each other 2 decades and a little plus. And we met at the college when I went to register as a student. He was the person who did my admissions paperwork, because I came into the office very frantic. And it was toward the evening, and it was his late night probably, and he calmed me down, and I was scared to death, basically. He calmed me down, and he walked me through the paperwork, because I had never transferred. This was my first time. I had gone to Essex, was comfortable there, had done a year at Essex, not knew all the professors, but, you know, was knowing my way around, getting used to the administrators, got used to, you know, the hallways. I knew some of the students. I was grooving. And then we moved out of the county of Essex into the county of Union, and I had to change schools, and I was petrified. But I walked into that office in Cranford, New Jersey, a town I was not accustomed to visiting. I knew a little bit about Cranford because I worked in Springfield, New Jersey, and I was constantly in the Springfield mountainside and those areas. It just goes to show you how God does you. Because I remember when I first moved to New Jersey, and the first day I was here, the next day I got a job in Springfield, New Jersey, which is Union County. And I thought that odd at the time, since I came right smack dab to Newark. And I was wondering, like, God, why did you put me out here? Who is this? What is this town? And eventually I end up going to school at Union, which I really desperately wanted to attend, Essex, which is more inner city, downtown Newark. I really wanted to be at Essex, and I had to go to Union, and I did not want to make the switch to this suburban area college. But there was Professor Terry Benjamin, and he did all of my paperwork for me. It was very seamless, took away all my fears about being a student at Union, and I'm telling you, I was petrified. I thought I was going to fail at Union. When I left Essex, I basically had straight A's, and I came to Union. I thought I was going to get straight F's. I had these miserable flashbacks from high school when we moved from Aiken to Mount Healthy High, and I straight out not only was flunking that's where I dropped out of school, and I thought the same thing was going to happen, because we went from a traditional Aiken wasn't inner city, it was more urban, suburban, but a lot of the kids from the inner city urban area went to Aiken, so my friends were those sort, and then going to Mount Healthy, it was all suburban, and I thought, and I dropped out, I didn't fit in, and when I got to Union, I thought the same thing was going to happen, but the opposite happened. I went and I succeeded above. I graduated in the top three of my graduating class at Union, and of course, you know, I thought about, wow, I could have done that in high school, but it didn't dawn on me to do it. So that's why I try to help young people realize that the only reason you're not doing something is because it didn't dawn on you to do it. But anyway, that's a whole other story. I don't know how I got down that path. But just talking about Professor Terry Benjamin, he'll be here tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, powerful day, all my entrepreneurs. Take care and God bless. That's all we have time for. This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Don't forget to go to our website. You can either go to release-your-power.com. Leave a comment. Leave a testimonial. If you've read the book, if you've experienced the coaching, please leave us a shout-out, a testimonial. We will greatly appreciate it. Take care. Have a wonderful day.